The Africa Report.
The Africa Report with Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish. Doobie-doo morning to you, Monsieur.
Bonjour to you, freshly ground
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah. No. Listen, I'm done with the negative news now. I'm all about dancing in the mornings. But okay, I don't know whether I should be proud or should be depressed that we continue losing out to Mauritius, but they're still the best governed country in Africa.
Yes, indeed. The Mo Ibrahim Index, and bless that man for that index. He's the Sudanese telecoms billionaire who brings this out every year. It's governed by the safety and the rule of law, the participation and human rights in the country, and the sustainable economic opportunity, and then human development. And for the fifth year, Mauritius, not surprisingly, it's a fantastically well-run country. South Africa this year does well. It has the highest regional average, as opposed to the Central African Republic, which has the lowest. In terms of its index, Somalia, not surprisingly, is at the very bottom of the list. But it shows that Liberia and Sierra Leone have improved their governance, but Madagascar has shown a decline. So it's a detailed, very detailed document, and one needs to look at that if you're looking at Africa. But more power to South Africa for having the highest regional average. But it's something we have to work to. Don't we want to become, according to the Mo Ibrahim Index, the best governed country? Eh?
You know what it feels like when you say that, Jean-Jacques? It feels like we're pouring water in a bucket full of holes. Yes, we're making the money this side, and corruption is just siphoning it out. But nonetheless, okay. Let's talk about Kenya and the Supreme Court of Appeal.
Finally decided that, given the seal of approval, they said yes, they passed the election results, the run-off election results, or the rerun election results. What am I saying? And does that mean that we're going to have a restoration of order after that, the terrible sort of decade ago when they had so many people killed? You know that since the election was ordered, 60 people have died, Abs, and yesterday two more died in clashes with the police. Interestingly, the opposition alliance has not accepted the election result and says that it's illegitimate. And it's not them that brought the Supreme Court review of matters this time round. It was petitions, two other petitions. But they were thrown out, as it were. The Supreme Court said, yes, it's fine. And that allows for Uhuru Kenyatta to be sworn in on the 28th, I believe, of this month. And so, but we really do hope that East Africa's biggest and most developed and the economy will be restored to order, because it's so important for all of us.
And you say that Mugabe's impeachment process will start today in Parliament. Why is it that I don't believe you?
Well, I think the MPs are going to go, and they're going to start with it. Their so-called charge sheet has been tabled already. I believe that they're calling Robert Mugabe a source of instability in the country. They say he's presided over an unprecedented economic tailspin. Are they only realizing this now? And he's allowed his wife to usurp government powers. What we're hearing is that this whole process could take two days, and that it could be by the end of the week that he's out, that we need a two-thirds majority vote. And, one would have thought this completely impossible just 10 days ago. Now the MPs are clamoring like the rest of the country, which finally believes that it can celebrate. You know, people didn't immediately celebrate when the military took over, but they felt afraid. Now they seem bold enough to take to the streets. But let's wait and see. Yesterday they had a military briefing yesterday, at which they said that Robert Mugabe had spoken to Ngari, the guy that the military wants to take over, and that the party is saying should take over the country. He's been sacked as vice president, so constitutionally he's not there to do. In fact, he's in South Africa, and he's been eerily quiet all this time. But he's now got to be effectively restored so that he can take over. and that could be that could be a little bit problematic, but they could have somebody else as a interim until the party elective conference middle of December, when there's no doubt he will be voted in, and Zimbabwe can move on. But to get rid of the old man now is paramount, and certainly MPs, and that is ZANU-PF, who hold the majority, are moving towards that.
You know, Jean-Jacques, I don't know whether it's stupidity or it's pure genius what they're doing, whereas the military keeps going this side and then moving to the other side. I don't know. Only time will tell. But certainly from our side, or my side, I'm very confused at times. One minute we're doing this, next minute we're doing that. But nonetheless, Monsieur Adame, merci beaucoup.
Adame.
Thank you so much to you, Jean-Jacques Cornish. To you, listen.